You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom, the host of the new game show Frogger, Damon Wayans Jr. Welcome back, my man. How you been?
What's up, buddy? How you been?
I'm doing good, bud. I'm doing good. I'm excited about Frogger because that was my jam back in the day. I was like heavyweight Frogger champion of the world. Please tell me someone tries to like cross the street and they get ran over or they jump, man, or they dive into the...
That's literally how they hooked me into the show was that they showed me how they're making all the sets literally like the game.
That's great.
Literally one of my favorite levels is actually that game. I mean, that one where the car is going, I mean, where the frog's going through the cars and
right.
the logs, there's literally one course that's built on, we shot that in Sydney. We shot the show in Sydney.
Wow.
And yeah. And they built all the courses on top of these Olympic swimming pools when Sydney, I think it was in the early 2000s that Sydney hosted the Olympics.
Yes.
So the gigantic swimming pools are just covered with these obstacle courses. It's pretty cool.
It is cool. I saw a little trailer, I believe, and it looked a little like The Floor is Lava meets Wipeout in a way, which is an awesome combo. Yeah. Is that fair to assess?
Yeah. Visually, yes. I think I think what separates this show from that one, it's, you know, comes from Frogger,
right.
You know, like a pre-existing entity. And then two, I feel like there's more of a narrative, like a cohesive narrative. The sets are designed to be difficult, but they're also designed to be accomplishable. So, they want people to finish. Whereas I think Wipeout is the opposite.
Got it. Sure. And okay, so how does the show work? Is it literally a race to get across, or is there levels? Break it down for us.
So basically, there's two players, and they go against each other. They each get three lives, and each gets a turn to try and get, and whoever gets like the farthest,
right,
one winning, and the other one that gets disqualified, and they just keep going up against, you know. It starts out big and then they get smaller and smaller and smaller. And then there's semifinalists, and the prize for the semifinalist win is $10,000. And the ultimate prize is $100,000. And this golden fanny pack. They're bringing fanny packs back.
Love it with the air. And what is your role? Are you essentially guiding them through and just kind of breaking down what happens?
So I'm co-hosting with Kyle Brandt. I'm not sure if you are familiar with him. He does a lot of sports commentary.
Okay.
And so he and I are basically just being commentators as they're traversing the courses and making mistakes, and we make fun of them, but all in fun. It's a very family fun show, family friendly show. So, you know, you can watch it with your kids, you can watch it with your grandkids. So
that's awesome. Yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like. And Lopez Fan Bam will be checking it out. Congratulations on that.
Whatever to your head, man.
Oh man, I got a little shiner this morning. Got a little headbutt in jujitsu. So I'm trying to, before I go to my other gig, keep, because it's getting all swelling up on me.
This interview is too hot for him, so he's got to put ice on his face.
You train jujitsu?
Yeah, I train jujitsu.
Oh, right now, man. Brazilian or just? Oh.
Yeah. We were doing no gi today, so you know, you get a little slippery when wet there. Sorry about this. I'm not trying to.
No worries. That's awesome.
You're also in this movie, Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar. The title just makes me laugh. It keeps getting recommended on Hulu. It looked like y'all had fun on that set.
It was very fun. Kristen Wiig wrote it and starred in it. And she runs a very loose ship, so you can say pretty much whatever you want. She lets you be as big as you want. And it was just a very funny, weird movie to be a part of. I'm just such a big fan of Kristen's that I was just like, when they told me about this, I was like, yep, I'll do it.
Yeah, no, I love her. And what about stand up? Are you on the road right now, or?
So I just finished a movie called Players with Gina Rodriguez. Do you know Gina?
Yeah.
And Tom Ellis from Lucifer. We just did a really fun romantic comedy Netflix movie that we shot in New York, and it's more comedy than romance. It's a rated R comedy, so we got to just
fun
say whatever we want. It was great. It was super fun. So I just finished that. So I think I'll start going back into the stand-up world in October.
Good for
I think
you.
I have a show in the middle of October.
Gina's great, man. Love her. So I'm sure.
Gina, she's so fun, man. She's great.
She is. And so you still want to hit the road though, for sure.
Yeah. Mid-October, I'll start hitting the road again.
What are you talking about these days on the road? You find it's difficult. You got to kind of like almost censor yourself, which I think is frustrating as a fan, because that was the thing about comics, man. I always look forward to them kind of telling it like it is and us poking fun at all the craziness.
Right. I mean, I think that you just have to really concentrate on your setup now. You have to make sure that you're guiding the audience into it. You can't just be as abrupt and make crazy judgments.
Got it.
But I think people, once they're in the audience and they're there, they're enjoying themselves. They paid, they want to laugh, so they're going to laugh. And as long as you're not crazy and like just being, you know, completely offensive, and I think you can talk about pretty much anything. I think that, I think you definitely have to walk on eggshells initially, but then when you get to your joke, if it's good, they're going to laugh.
Yeah. If it's funny, it should fly. That's what I always say.
Yeah, I agree. I think everybody should be making fun of, personally.
What TV show are you watching right now that you would recommend?
What TV show am I watching right now? I just watched this docuseries called Exterminate All the Brutes on HBO Max.
Exterminate All the Brutes? What's that about?
I mean, it's basically about colonialism and how it's kind of destabilized the earth and, you know, figuring out how to get back to being harmonious.
Okay.
But it's shot so well. It's about Native Americans, the African slave trade, all that kind of stuff. It's awesome.
I love history, so I want to check that out. All right.
Super honest, like to the point where I was watching it going, I don't know how they let this get shot.
Yeah, right. What was your first concert?
My first concert, Michael Jackson.
Oh man, that's too cool for a first concert. You got to see MJ?
Okay, wait, no. My first concert was Bobby Brown.
That's so cool too, though. Bobby Brown's cool too. Back in the day.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was Bobby Brown, then Michael Jackson. Yeah, it was peak Bobby. I was way too young for it. He was like, I was too close to the front. Yeah. He had his shirt off, sweating, gyrating his hips. I'm like looking like, Mom, can I do this?
That's funny. Yeah. What about your celebrity crush growing up? Who was that?
Pink Power Ranger.
Okay, you're mad at that. I remember
Power Ranger and Felicia Rashad from The Cosby Show. Those were my two.
I like it. Wide strike zone. I like it. And last question, favorite old school video game besides Frogger?
Favorite old school video game? Gotta be Mario.
Nice. Awesome, man. Well, Damon, always nice catching up with you. And listen, you can catch Damon Wayans Jr. on Frogger. New episodes drop Thursdays on Peacock. Thanks for checking in, brother.
Likewise, man. Gracie shirt. Okay, it's all making sense now. Yeah.
Keeping it legit. All right, brother. Take care.
Right on, buddy.
On with Mario Lopez.